some things out. That inner work tip. Shout out everybody. Let's go. I spent 4 days on a farm in Pennsylvania. Few things have I done that felt more stranger. They asked me to let go, I just gave them anger. Didn't realize that I carry so much pain that I have to put my armor up just so that I won't erupt. Every day I use my outer self as an inner crutch. You think I'm always happy, you think I'm always brainy. I code switch so crazy that I don't know what ain't me. Monday I wear a suit and talk to fancy lawyers, asking if they'll help some co-ops with pro bono. Tuesday I'm with visionaries in Detroit, talking to economy that we be transforming. What I say and what I do depends on the space, what I want at the time, on that place, on the day. I told you a machine to affect more change, but the changing that I do makes me feel more fake. Exposure to this fact makes me feel more rage, cause I only do this work to make the world a better place. The system didn't let my parents choose their own fate, so I'm fighting for a future where no one will do the same. And every day around me I see death and selling out, so I go even harder building better ways out. But if rage keeps me going, then when the war is over, have I really changed the globe if I still haven't grown my soul? They say it's self-evolution, the social revolution. I know grace told me, but I guess I'm still a student. I finally found my people who I join within a movement. But for a new future, first we need new humans. And lately I can't talk to my old world friends. Got so many text threads that I just let end. Baby, you're so colonized, you can't comprehend. But how can I say that with that also hurting them? I'll meet you where you're at if you also do the same. So here's a PSA, policy has changed, and I will never stop until I liberate both myself and the people through this thing that we create. The new economy of the United States with solidarity for the whole human race. So despite all of the rage, no, I love you always.